Sunday, the 8th of November, 2015. And at 11 o'clock this morning, I paused. Not for a full minute, but for a moment to register what a good thing it is to have one day in the year when I can dwell peacefully in memory of all those who fell in wars, no matter what side that they fought for. Yes, it's Remembrance Sunday, and although Armistice Day is the 11th of November, I guess it's always held on the closest Sunday, or maybe it's the Sunday just before the 11th of November. Now I'm driving underneath rain, underneath dark clouds, and with little splashes of blue sky ahead of me to the left. I'm on the road between Limerick and Cork, and it's now 3:20 in the afternoon. My whole day moved very slowly today because I was out at the Crescent College past pupils reunion last night, and I didn't go to sleep until after 3 o'clock. So I guess in terms of my audio blog and keeping a record of what happened in each day, I could report that, you know, the evening I was out on was a good solid evening where I was very pleased to meet some old school friends, especially Bill Whelan, Brian Nolan, John Halpin, Connor Madigan, Bobby Ryan, Michael O'Flynn, Charlie McCoy. Now I'm grappling with trying to remember who else I met. These were all people. Oh, yes. Dermot O'Shaughnessy. These were all people who were in my class at school. Michael Murphy. And I'm sure that people will come back to me. And this is not including people who were in the other classes, either the class 1 or 2 years or 3 years before me, or 1 year or 2 years after me. It'll be our 50th anniversary in 2018. And the amazing thing was to meet somebody who had left the school that I was at. He had left the school in 1948. And he was at a table with two people who had left in 1947. And that was, I found, quite shocking. It's also very encouraging because it means that if I continue to have good enough health, that I could look as good as he looked in 20 years' time or whatever it is. So I got up slowly, had bacon, fried egg, black pudding, 3 slices of toast, 2 cups of tea and a cup of coffee. So I filled myself up with carbohydrates, really. Oh, yes, and I followed it after that with ice cream and a butterscotch sauce. That wasn't really my idea, but my sister-in-law offered it to me, and I found it hard to resist, so I said yes. So I watched the final live stream, although I didn't watch it live, from on Periscope, which used the hashtag Scope Day. Yesterday was a 24-hour event in which people made short live streams from all around the world. So I watched the last one of that. And I've been thinking, you know, if there ever is one again, would I be willing to do it? Would I be willing to participate and be one of the people who had an official slot on the day. So I'm just kind of wondering about that as the rain comes down in very gentle drops and cars come towards me. I'm in the car by myself. I'm glad to be driving in daylight. And I'm thinking that, look, that's two nights in a row where I've gone to bed after 3 o'clock in the morning. This is not at all normal for me, and I certainly don't want to keep it up. I haven't yet done any thought for the day, because I haven't had any thought for the day yet. Or maybe no thought for the day will come to me. Or maybe saying I've got no thought for the day will bring a thought for the day out from behind the recesses of unconscious life. Okay, thanks a million for listening. It's Paul O'Mahony, approaching 3:30 in the afternoon, Sunday the 8th of November. I'm glad to be driving back to Cork and back to my family. Bye-bye. Well, away from one part of my family, back to another part of my family. Yes. Bye-bye.